This is a clip from Some People with
Digby on BBC Radio Bristol.
Listen, right, once, yeah, you were meant to be playing Electric Chairs New Year's Eve or something, but it was cancelled and you did a 12-hour set at Atlas. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do. Amazingly, yeah. It wasn't actually 12 hours, it was about 9.
Because I was there and I was like, back then it was like, well, still now it's like, whoa, Ashley Beadle's playing. And you obviously had a lot of records because it was a long set.
I did have a lot of records, yeah. I had about 3 bags with me, I think.
And I was there with like one of my mates who was a bit of scally, and I was saying to him, oh man, look, this guy's got so many good records. And he went, tell you what, I'll phone one of my mates, Stu, and he'll get him there. He'll, for 200 quid, he'll rob him. Have you ever been robbed? Have you ever had your records robbed?
No, I've had a couple of records robbed back in the day.
Definitely. When you were playing?
Yeah. Definitely. I can't remember the exact gig, but someone stole a little box of 45s I had.
Things have gone missing, you know, at gigs. I couldn't remember particular gigs, but when you come to look for records, like recently, there's a few things I've been looking for, and hold on, that's not there. And I know I never sold them. So funny story about records being stolen though. Farley was telling me this the other day. He was out somewhere recently doing a gig and was just stood at the bar. Some bloke come over to him, started talking to him. He went, all right. He said, all right. And he goes, it's Terry Farley. He went, yeah. And he went, I don't know you. He goes, mate of mine used to be your postman. He went, oh, really? He goes, when was that? He said, it's about sort of 8-9 years ago. He goes, you used to get a lot of records in the post, didn't you? And he went, yeah, I did. He goes, he used to nick at least one a week off you.
For more information, simply Google Sound People, BBC.